Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world at bedtime and letting my little candlelight flicker in their face as I tell them stories of my travels to boys and girls all over the world. As I visited with one family, there were about 10 children there. And they were all quite young, from the age of 3 on up, like 1 a year, quite busy. And the children had a question for me. They said, "Mr. Cannell, we got a question. We would like to know, who is Mr. Sandman?" And I thought to myself, well, what a good question that is. Who is Mr. Sandman? I know who Mr. Candle is, that's me. Well, that's no problem. But who is Mr. Sandman? Mr. Sandman is that guy that brings all the pixie dust, all the sand, and he sprinkles it on every one of the boys and girls as they go to sleep so they have happy, happy dreams and have happy, happy things to think about. Well, who is Mr. Sandman? And you mean, who is he as a person? I asked the children. And they said, "Well, you know, Mr. Cannell, we've been talking about this. And you come to visit us every night, and Mr. Sandman does too. But you talk to us, and you say nice things to us, and Mr. Sandman just goes, blip, blip, and he's in, and he's out, like Santa Claus. You know, we don't get a chance to see him. And who is Mr. Sandman?" And I said, "Well, now, who would you like him to be?" "What do you mean, Mr. Candle? We got a choice of having who Mr. Sandman be who we want to be." "That's right. Mr. Sandman can be a person who comes and spends a little time with you and who tells you stories too. Or he can be a person who just comes in and out and zippity-doo-dah, he does his thing and he's off to the next house. He's off to the boys and girls from around the world because he's got a lot of places to go too. But Mr. Sandman is never too busy to stop and talk to you if you want to. Oh, it'll seem like he's taken an hour to talk to you and sharing with you, but actually it's only a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a minute. It goes very quick. But you think it's a long time because he makes it seem that way. Mr. Sandman is a master at time. He can make time stand still. He can make time go fast. He can make time go backwards and forwards and up and down. Oh, Mr. Sandman is really quite a magician. He does a lot of wonderful things. He has to, because he's got to wait for me to tell the stories, and then he's got to come in quickly and get out, and then he's got to go around to all the other houses. He's got to do all the things I do, but he doesn't have the chance to sit and talk very much with anybody. But I do know that he always likes to have some coffee or hot chocolate, and a piece of cake or candy, and he's always ready for that." And the boys and girls were saying to me, "Well, who is Mr. Sandman? Who is he as a person? Is he a human being? Is he a person who..." Well, I told them, I said, "Boys and girls, you are a very inquisitive group. Not many people ask me who Mr. Sandman is, and not many people are ready to understand who he is. But I think that your mommy and daddy have clued you in very much on the magic of the mind." "Yeah, well, who is Mr. Sandman? What person is he? Where does he live? Where does he come from? Who are his family? What does he do when he's not working? Yeah. Where is he? What's his name?" And I said, "Well, I have to put it this way, boys and girls, because Mr. Sandman is an idea. And Mr. Sandman is everywhere I am because he's an idea that I just take along in tow with me. But he's more than an idea. Mr. Sandman can stop and be very real. But you see, whatever you want to make Santa Claus as, Santa Claus is. Whatever you want to make the Mr. Candle as, who I am, I am. And whoever you want to make Mr. Sandman as, he is. But he does have a reality thing, too. Just like me, I have a reality thing. I am in existence when I'm not here with all of you. And I am doing all sorts of neat things. But Mr. Sandman is a retired fireman. Did you know that? He's a retired fireman. And when he retired as a fireman, he missed running after fires, and he missed mostly what he missed, and he told me that he missed this, mostly what he missed being in the firehouse and showing the boys and girls all the fire equipment when they came in to visit him. Because that was always his happy time. And so he would extend the time whenever they'd come in and visit. He'd tell them more things, and he'd show them all through the firehouse. He'd show them where the fire people sleep at night when they have to be there on duty. He'd show them how they polish the fire engines and how they make it shine so beautiful and how they take such loving care of all of their equipment so it's always works perfect whenever they go anywhere. But he's a retired fireman. Oh, come on, Mr. Candle. Mr. Sandman can't be a retired fireman. What did he do before he retired? Who was the Sandman before he was... Yeah, I knew you'd ask that. Who was the Sandman before he retired? He was. Yep, he was. He went everywhere and did everything, and he did it like Santa's elves. He did it as quick as the wink of an eye. In fact, he never forgot that ability, and he still does it quick as a wink of an eye. But now, he drags it out a little more, because he likes to talk to the boys and girls, too, whenever they want to talk to him. And all you have to do is say, "Hey, Mr. Sandman, will you sit by my bed for a couple of minutes and tell me something?" And he'll say, "Oh, you bet," and he'll sit there. But when he sits there, you and he are having a wonderful talk. But if you look around the room, you see that everything else has stopped still. Time has stand still when he sits there to talk to you. Because he is the time also of the universe. And whenever he is talking to you, the time stands still. And whenever you talk to him, the time still stands still. And when you bring your brothers and sisters in, then for them, they're in that special time. But if they're not with you, they're just in limbo. Time is standing still. Well, why does time stand still, Mr. Sandman? What does he do that makes time stand still? Well, Mr. Sandman is a very special guy. He likes himself, and he likes the world, and he likes everybody in it. And when he needs to, he has time stand still so he can get to visit all the boys and girls and put pixie dust in them and do all the beautiful things that he wants to do. But you know, he too is like the wink of an eye. Whenever he wants to be anywhere, he just winks his nose or winks his eye, and away he goes, and he is there. And he doesn't have to come through doors or windows or chimneys. He is instantly wherever he says he's going to be. So he is here at this house. Pock, there he is. There's Mr. Sandman walking in the door. And then I go to the next house. Pock, there's Mr. Sandman. He was right on my tail. He did a quick job there, last house. Pock, there's Mr. Sandman. There's Mr. Sandman. And you know what his name is? His name is Jimmy Hornblower. Jimmy Hornblower. Because every time when he was a little boy, his dad would give him a horn for Christmas or for something, and he'd blow it and blow it and blow it until finally his dad had to say, "We're going to put that away for a while." But the horn came out again, and Jimmy blew his horn, and Jimmy was a horn blower again. So we called him Jimmy Hornblower. Now, we asked him not to blow his horn as he goes around putting pixie dust in children's faces, because he'll wake up the children who are already asleep, and we don't want that. So, what Jimmy Hornblower does, he goes down to the firehouse in the morning, and he blows his horn for all the firemen to hear, and all the children throughout the town hear him, and wake up and say, "Mr. Sandman has been blowing his horn as Jimmy Hornblower, and it's time to get up and time to go about my day." Now, boys and girls, I can tell you a lot more about Mr. Sandman, but I think that it's a good idea for you, next time you see him, to say, "Mr. Sandman, tell me about yourself, will you?" And he'll sit right down and tell you, and you'll be so happy that you asked. So, there he is. I knew he'd be along. And look at, of the 10 kids, some of you are already yawning and snuggling down. He's already putting pixie dust on you, and I say, "Hey, Mr. Sandman, hold on. They got to get a hug and a kiss and a love from their mommy and their daddy and their sisters and brothers and each other." "Oh, come on, Mr. Campbell. This is going to take all night." "Mr. Sandman, are you concerned?" "Nah, I just like to argue." "Okay, boys and girls, have a good night's sleep and dream happy dreams, and I'll be back soon again. This is Mr. Candler wishing you all happy dreams, and I love you, I love you, I love you."